ओम शांति, अव्यक्त इंग्लिश मुरली ऑफ 11th September 1995. इट इज द रिवाइज मुरली ऑफ 5th February 1975. टुडे द फादर, द क्रिएटर हु मेक्स यू इनटू द डेइटीज ऑफ ऑल डेइटीज एंड द किंग ऑफ ऑल किंग्स इज हैप्पी टू सी द क्रिएशन, दैट इज He is happy to see the elevated future of you elevated souls. You are the souls who are to become the most elevated of all souls, even more elevated than the Father. Today, Baba is especially seeing two things of such elevated souls. What are they? One is the spiritual royalty and the other is the personality. You are the children of the highest on high Father, compared to whom even the deities are not considered to be as elevated, at whose feet even kings bow down, in front of whom even very famous souls will come as beggars for a little godly prasad. You are the master bestowers of knowledge and the bestowers of blessings who are instruments for all souls. So, do you have such royalty? In fact, purity is royalty and purity is your personality. So now check yourself to see to what percentage you have imbibed purity. One's purity is recognized by one's royalty and personality. What is your royalty? A royal soul will never be attracted towards perishable things or perishable beings. In the world, the vision of souls with a royal personality is never pulled by little things. They would have no desire to accept anything that has been dropped by anyone. Their eyes are always filled with the intoxication of being complete. That is, their eyes are never lowered. Their words are sweet and invaluable. That is, they speak a very few selected words and others in contact with them experience real intoxication. In the same way, someone with spiritual royalty is multi-million times even more elevated. The vision of souls who maintain such royalty is never drawn towards the defects or weaknesses of others. Whatever someone else is letting go of, that is, if someone is making effort to finish something, whatever is being relinquished, it may be something degraded that has already brought that one down. It cannot be adopted by souls with spiritual royalty, even in their thoughts. In fact, the vision of their thought cannot fall on something that belongs to another person. So this old tamoguni nature, these sanskars and weaknesses belong to Shudras and not to Brahmins. How can your vision be drawn towards anything that belongs to Shudras? If you do imbibe something of theirs, it becomes like the saying, a thief who steals even a straw can also steal 100,000. So too, souls who imbibe even one of their thoughts for even 1 second cannot be called royal souls. The words of souls with spiritual royalty are like elevated versions. Their words are golden versions, and those who hear these words claim a right to the golden age. Each word is as valuable as a jewel. Their words are not those that cause sorrow or like stones that make another fall. They are not even ordinary or wasteful words, but words which are powerful and loving. The words spoken throughout the day are so elevated that if you account for them, you can actually remember how many words you spoke that day. The sign and speciality of souls with this royalty is that instead of using 50 words and giving the detail of something, they will use 10 words and just give the essence. They will reduce the quantity and create quality. Whoever comes into contact with his soul with his spiritual royalty should in a short time experience the quality of a bestower and the bestower of blessings in that soul. Such coolness and peace should be experienced that everyone's mind sings praise in amazement as to which angel it is that has come into contact with them, so that in a short time those desperate souls who have been stumbling for a long period of time would be able to see the means of their thirst being quenched and also their destination. This is known as even iron becoming divine into the company of the touchstone. That is, those souls are able to go beyond from just a glance of those who have spiritual royalty. Do you experience such royalty? Now, the speed of service has become intense, but that will only happen when spiritual royalty is visible in your face. Only then will you be able to finish the complaints of all souls. There should be such a personality of purity that from your forehead others see you are as a pure Satopradhan soul. That is, others have this experience. From your eyes they should see the vision of brotherhood. That is, through your elevated attitude you should be able to transform the atmosphere and vibrations. Since those worldly personalities are able to create an impression, how impressive should the personality of purity be? Are you able to make weak souls into embodiments of power through your pure consciousness? Bring about such royalty and personality in yourself in a visible form. Only then will you be able to reveal yourself and the Father. Now become particularly merciful. Be merciful towards yourself and towards others. You will then become loving and cooperative towards all souls. Do you understand? Your star of fortune is sparkling so much, is it not? Everyone wishes to see the stars of the earth sparkling. Acha. To those who bring about golden age through golden versions, to those who are constantly merciful towards everyone, to those who are complete with all virtues and who have all attainments, to those who are constant bestowers who do not deprive even one soul, to those who maintain their spiritual royalty and personality, to the constantly sparkling stars, Bap Dadas, love, remembrance and namaste, and we the spiritual children of God give the remembrance and namaste and lot of love to our dearest Bap Dada. Personal meeting with a group. All confluence aged elevated souls are like chatra, thirsty for water, birds. Just as it is said for an oyster, that is, that it turns drops of water into a pearl by accumulating them in itself. In the same way, what do all the elevated versions or the words of knowledge that you hear and imbibe become? You also turn them into pearls, and each word here becomes one that makes you multi-million times fortunate. Each word becomes invaluable when you imbibe it. Just as a chatrak bird swallows every drop, in the same way you also listen to this knowledge and merge it into yourself. What practical form is visible from merging it into yourself? It is just as when someone's every thought, every word and every action becomes the basis for accumulating multi-millions. That is, with the words spoken at every second, that soul is visible as a multi-millionaire. The happiness and intoxication of physical wealth is visibly sparkling on his face, but it is still only temporary. However, is the sparkle of happiness constantly and clearly visible on the faces of those who are thirsty for knowledge? Do you see your sparkle in the mirror with your third eye at every moment? Do you check your account of accumulation every second? Do you have the practice of keeping a clear account of how much debit and how much credit you have in your account? Do you make a special time to check your account? If there is an income earned at at one moment and a loss the next. If there is a lot of this fluctuation, then you will have to make a special time to think about it, to check it and do something about it. If there is a constant income and you are only accumulating all the time, if there is no question of any loss, that is, if your account is clear, then you are able to do your accounts whenever you want in 1 second. Do you check your result? At present, you are the ones who inspire other souls to burn the sins from their account of the many past births. So are you not able to create your account like this? All these are old accounts, whereas you are the ones who finish the old accounts and start the new accounts of your new birth. Do you experience all your old accounts finishing? If you do not know the proper method to finish the old accounts, then the little account that remains will continually make your conscience bite. Here also, if there is a little debt to Maya, then the creditor constantly harasses you. If there is a little debt to Maya, then the creditor constantly harasses you. Such a debt is also known as a worry. Here also, there are some debts to Maya in the old accounts, and this is why Maya distresses you again and again, or comes to you in some form as a debt in the mind. You have to settle that debt. So check your account and see that no debt remains in the form of some thought, sanskar or nature. Just as any physical illness or debt does not allow the intellect to become concentrated and stable, and it pulls your attention to itself again and again, in the same way, the worry of any debt of the mind does not allow the yoga of the intellect to become concentrated, but instead it becomes an obstacle. Now the time of completion is very close. So check all your accounts and finish any remaining accounts. You know how to do your accounts, do you not? You are master knowledgeful, are you not? The debt of the old accounts will either be in the form of sinful thoughts or in the form of a particular sanskar or nature. From these things, check whether all your thoughts are unified. You also only remember one, that is, you try only to remember the one, but something else happens. What pulls you towards itself and why does it pull you? Is there any burden that pulls you towards itself? Anything light will never come down. It will stay in the stage of ascent, but any turn of burden will not go up. Any type of burden will not go up. No matter how much you try to make it ascent, it will only come down. In the same way, check your thoughts, words and actions, connections and service throughout the day. In service also, why is there a difference between your plans and the practical form in your thoughts and actions? If you think about the reason for this, you will clearly be able to see that because of one or another weakness, there is a difference between the plans and the practice. You lack one particular power out of all powers. When a soldier does not go into the battlefield with all his equipment and at the time of need, he needs even an ordinary weapon, and because he is lacking even that, there is a damage caused. So here too, you need to have all the powers working together. That is, you need to have all your equipment. With your intellect, you may be judging what is correct, but that ordinary matter deceives you when the time comes. This is why you have the title of a Master Almighty Authority. How is it possible that the Father is Almighty Authority and the children are not the Master Almighty Authorities? To be victorious means to be one with all equipment. Together with the checking, why are you not able to bring about change? There will only be the change when you have all powers merged within yourself. That is, together with being knowledgeful, you also need to be balanced by being powerful. If you are 75% knowledgeful and a few marks less in being powerful, then also you need to have an accurate balance. The result of being knowledgeful is the planning, and the result of being powerful is the practice. The result of being knowledgeful is to have the thoughts, and the result of being powerful is to become the embodiment. The result of being knowledgeful is to have the thoughts, and the result of being powerful is to become the embodiment. The closeness of equality of the two means to become an equal form in both aspects. That is, to become perfect. The more you keep yourself busy in knowledge and yoga, accordingly, the creditor will have less courage and time to come to you. Acha. Blessings. May you be an example who experiences the stage of being free from bondage and a detached observer who performs every action whilst being Trikal Darshi. If you are stable in the stage of being Trikal Darshi and perform every action whilst knowing its beginning, middle and the end, then those actions cannot be sinful. Instead, they would also be pure and elevated actions. In the same way, by performing actions whilst being a detached observer, you will not be bound by any karmic bondage, because the fruit of action is then elevated. There will be relationship in karma, but no bondage of karma. If you remain loving and detached whilst performing action, you will become an example in front of many souls. Slogan: those who are content in their mind are double light. Om Shanti.